Okay. So the first question is, Lama ain iser bas b'cholav chal b'lo nisin es tam? How come lam b'heter b'heter lo batil? So we said that why isn't iser bas b'cholav chal when there's a nisin es tam? Because we say when heter, it's lo batil. It can never be batil. So if there's a nisin es tam, then you should never be able to mabad the bas b'cholav and the iser should kick in. So ma tirto al zeh harosh v'alavush. So the Rosh says this has nothing to do with din bittel, right? It has nothing to do with din bittel because there's a chiddush by Basra Cholov that derech bishul aser Torah, and therefore it's only aser. Therefore, it's only aser with the nesinas tam, and therefore it has meaning. If there's a nesinas tam, then it's going to be aser because there. Oh, meaning Derech Bishul Aser Torah can only aser with an Nesinas Tam, and therefore has nothing to do with the Din Bittel. Meaning we're saying Heter V'Heter Lo Batil has nothing to do with the Din Bittel. We say Derech Bishul Aser Torah, so therefore if there's not a Nesinas Tam, it's not going to aser. It's only going to aser if there's a Nesinas Tam. Does everyone understand what I'm saying? Meaning we're trying to say Heter V'Heter Lo Batil, so it should even aser B'Mashehu. Because Bas V'Chol is Heter V'Heter, so Lo Batil and Shpi'as B'Mashu. We're saying no. Derech Bishul is Gzeiros Tov. It's Gzeiros Kasev. Derech Bishul Aser Torah. So therefore, it's only Aser B'Nesinos Tam. Because Bas V'Chol has nothing to do with the Din Bittel. So don't tell me Heter V'Heter Lo Batil has nothing to do with the Din Bittel. The Levush, on the other hand, says no. Really, Bas V'Chol is the Din Bittel. So then, what's Pshat? How is it only Aser with Nishina's Tam? He says no, we can still be Mevatel, because by Bas V'Chol is different. Why is Bas V'Chol different? Because Bas V'Chol of Lach V'Lach, when it's Mis'ariv, the Chavta that's Mis'ariv is completely gone, and it's considered Kamisha Eno, and therefore the Din Bittel will apply. Meaning when you have Basar and Cholov that's Min B'Min, that's Lach V'Lach. Let's say Cholov is in Basar, right? And it's Lach B'Lach. The Cholov is considered Kamisha Eno. It's as if it's not there. And therefore, we can say that the Din Bittel will still kick in, even though we say Heter V'Heter Lo Batil. Everyone chap?
Yeah, we're good.
Fine. So the two Nafkaminas, so then, right, he says, Tein Shtei Nafkaminas Binam. So the two Nafkaminas are one. There's a case where you have Cholov that falls into a Kedera, that you later want to use to cook basar. So the question is, can you be mevatel the iser lechachila? Right? So you have challah that falls into kedera that you want to use later to cook challah. I mean, to cook basar. So you have challah in a kedera and you want to cook basar in that kedera. So according to Rosh, you would say you can be mevatel that challah lechachila with shishim of basar because basar challah is not medin bittel. So don't tell me a mevatel the iser lechachila. This is not, you're not being mevatel here. There's no din bittel here. So therefore, you can add basar to the chalav that's in the kedera, mevatel chalav v'shishim, and that's okay. And we don't apply mevatel and iser lechachila. But according to the Bush, who says that basar chalav is medin bittel, he would say you can't be mevatel the chalav v'chachila with shishim and basar because basar chalav is medin bittel, and we know mevatel and iser lechachila. Fine. So that's the first kanafimina. The second Nafkamina is Cholov Shemamid B'Basar Shluta. Right? We had the whole Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that was talking about, you know, what if you have Cholov that's in the stomach of the cow? Like, how does that whole thing work? Right? So we say, what about Cholov Shemamid B'Basar Shluta? What about Cholov that's inside Basar Shluta? So the Rosh says that that's not Aser, because only Derech Bishul Aser Torah, and there's no Nesinas Tam here. So Mamid, the Basar Shluta, is not going to be Aser, because only Derech Bishul Aser Torah, and there's no Nesinas Tam. According to the Levush, though, I mean, the Levush also, meaning, it's kind of like a Shver Nafkamina, because they both hold the same thing, just for different reasons. The Levush, though, says that it's not Aser, because Davar HaMamid is only... Because the Tosfos said that Davar Mamid is Eino Batel Afilu Be'Elef. But the Levush is saying that that's only true if the original Isser is an Isser Dereisa like Nevela. But over here, there's only an Isser Derebanon because there's noticing this time, and we know that Derech Bishal Asr Torah, and therefore the Isser can be Botel. And therefore, the Isser can be Batel because Bas V'Chal is Medin Bittel. Basically, he's saying that since this is only an Isser Derabanan, since it's only an Isser Derabanan because it's only an Isser Dereis if there's an Isser Nestam, therefore, the Isser can be Batel because Bas V'Chal is Medin Bittel. So the Rosh says it's Mutter because of the Xeris HaKasuv, right? Because Xeris HaKasuv, Derech Bishal Sator, and there's no Nisinas Tam. And the Levush says this is Mutter because of Din Bittel. That it's going to be Batel because there's no Nisinas Tam, and it's only Nisid Rabbanon, so we allow it to be Batel and Din Bittel. Okay. So that's the Rosh and the Levush, and those are the two Nafkaminas. Everyone understand that?
Did you just say the last Nafkamina according to the Levush?
So the Levush is saying that. So what is the Levush holds that Bas V'Chal is Medin Bittel, right? So in this case, we said that a Dover HaMamed is Ainu Bittel Afilu Be'Elef. But the Levush is saying that only applies, Ainu Bittel Afilu Be'Elef only applies if the original Isser is an Isser Dereisa, meaning let's say the Chalav was Mamed Be'Nevela, right? So then he would agree Ainu Bittel Afilu Be'Elef. But over here, there's only an Isser Derabanan because there's no Nisinas Tam, and therefore the Isser, we say that it's not Ainu Bittel Afilu Be'Elef. We allow there to be a Din Bittel because he believes Bas V'Chal is with Din Bittel.
Okay.
You're fine. Okay. So then that's the first question. The second question is on Efshe Sochto. So the question says, Nechuchu Ha'amorayim. The Gemara im Efshel Sochto Aser and Mutter. So b'ma be'er b'ma nechalku l'fi atosus l'fi Ramban. So there's a machlokas in the Gemara of is Efshel Sochto Aser Efshel Sochto Mutter. What's Efshel Sochto? Efshel Sochto means that you're taking out. Let's say you remove the Isser. Now what happens? If you say Efshel Sochto Aser, that means even if you remove it, it's still considered Aser. And if you say Efshel Sochto Mutter, that means once we removed it, now the dover, the tarovus can be mutter. So what's the machlokas according to Tosos? Tosos says that the machlokas is, does schita of the bliyasa iser now make everything mutter, or is it that once it's usher, it's always usher, even if you're sochit the iser? So again, according to Tosos, he says the machlokas is, does schita help you to now make it mutter, or once it's usher, it's always usher, even if you do schita? According to the Rambam, though, he says that the Deya who holds, the Ramban though says that the Deya who holds Efshel Sochto Aser is saying that this is a special din by Bas V'Chal. That once you make the Tarobas, each the Basar and Chalav become a Chafsa di Sura. You have a Tarobas Basar and Chalav, the Chalav becomes a Chafsa di Sura, and the Basar becomes a Chafsa di Sura, and the Chalav becomes a Chafsa di Sura. So therefore, even if you completely remove them from each other, if you completely nischat the Basar from the Chalav, they're still Aser. Because they're each in and of its own a Chafsa di Sura, Basar and Chalav. And the day that says Mutter, we just disagree with this idea that they're both a Chafsa di Sura. The Tos was just saying that according to the guy who says Efshel Sochto, Manda Amr says Efshel Sochto Aser, he's saying that once it's Aser Olam, even if you're Nischad. Right? It's kind of like Chatir Nasa Levela. But according to the Manda Amr who says Mutter, he's saying no. If he's saying by being Nischad, you're now helping with the Tarobas to now make it become Mutter. He's saying it's allowed to become Mutter once you're Nischat the Isser from the Heter. Okay. So then Haim Dinze Namar Bebas V'Chalav O B'Shai Surin. So we just said that Tosfos, I mean we said the Ramban, but Tosfos says that no, this can apply even by Shai Surin. But the Ramban says that no, this is only a special Dim Bebas V'Chalav. because his whole thing is that it's a din in Tarov, it's a Basr Chalav. So he thinks that this is all a special din by Basr Chalav. So there's 10 Shtei Rayos She Isir Basr Chalav Hu Isir Machmas Atma. So according to the Ramban, his Shita is that Basr Chalav is a Isir Machmas Atma. That once the Basr and Chalav are coming together, it becomes an Isir Machmas Atma. It's not just an Isir Balua. Right? Again, what is it? So Tosfos thinks that it's an Isir Balua. The Ramban thinks no, it's an Isir Machmas Atma. So what's the Raya? What's the Rayos for the Ramban that it's an Isir Machmas Atma? So one from the Gemara and one from the Shulchan Aruch. So the Raya from the Gemara is we see that if you have Chetziza, if you eat Chetziza as Chalav and Chetziza as Basar, the Gemara says you're Loka. So that shows us that the fact that you only need a chatzi and chatzi of each shows us that it's an Isser Machmas Atzma, because once they come together and they create a full shear, that they become usher right away because it's an Isser Machmas Atzma. As opposed to needing a kezayis of one and a kezayis of the other, you only need a chatzi of each because once they come together, that becomes a chafsa di isura. I mean, a chatzi Machmas Atzma right away. And then the raya from the Shulchan Aruch was he quoted a mission of Avodah Zarah that in order for something to be royally schabed, it has to be Isser Machmas Atma. And we say that Basar B'Chalav is included in this Mishnah, that it's royally schabed. So clearly Basar B'Chalav must mean Isser Machmas Atma. The Mishnah is telling us that Basar B'Chalav is Isser Machmas Atma. Because if we say that the only way to be considered a davar she'roim is leischabed, you have to be an Isser Machmas Atma, and Basar B'Chalav is included in that Mishnah, then Basar B'Chalav must be an Isser Machmas Atma. Fine.
Can you explain what roi leischabed means?
I think roi leischabed really means that it's a davar chashuv. It's a davar chashuv, then it can't be mevatel. I think that's what we said in the Shulchan Aruch. That it become, right?
Nice enough to hear, I guess.
What?
Nice enough to
have
the guest.
Yeah. Fine. So next part of the question is, so ma kashi mizeh al das atosfos. Oh. So we said, how can Tosfos say that Basar B'Chalav is only an Isser Balua? We have a Mefurish Gemara and a Mefurish Mishnah telling us that it's an Isser Machmas Atma. This is clearly a Dechia of Tosfos, right? So then we say, Mate Tozah Shach B'Shem Hamari.
It's a Kasha on Tosfos?
Yeah, Kasha on Tosfos. So the Shach brings a Ma'ari who says, He tries to compare this to Kilayim. He says that just by Kilayim, where you have a talis, you have a talis of Kilayim, right? You cut off. So fine. It starts slow. You have a talis of Kilayim, right? And within that talis, let's say there's only an actual tarovus of Kilayim in a small part of that talis. But even though there's only Kilayim in that small part of the talis, the whole talis becomes usir. But if you take off a piece of that talis that doesn't have an actual tarovus of kelaim in it, we say that that piece is considered mutter. So he tries to make a comparison from kelaim to Basar B'Chalav, that so too by Basar B'Chalav, if you remove a piece from the tarovus that doesn't contain the actual tarovus within it, then that piece is also considered mutter. So that's how he proves. That's what he proves, like the Tosfos, that Basar B'Chalav is really an Isser Balua. Because if you cut off a piece of the Tarovus that doesn't actually have the actual Tarovus Basar B'Chalav in it, then we say that piece that cuts off is not considered, is Mutter, not Aser. Why? Because it must be that Basar B'Chalav is an Isser Balua. So that's how the Shach tries to defend the Tosfos. Everyone understand that? Fine. So then the last question for today is Tipos Chalav Shenafla Al Chaticha Nears a Kedera Imyeshba Nosentam Beusa Kedera Aser. Right? So you have a Tipos Chalav Shenafla Al Chaticha, and we say Nears a Kedera Imyeshba Benosentam Beusa Kedera Aser. So I spent a lot of time on this question because this question spans like three different shurim, but So b'man achalku, and I try how to bring everything together. So b'man nechalku Rashi v'tosu is b'zman hanir. So kind of not such a clear question, but the way I interpret it, according to the way Rebbe, you know, wants it from all the different shirim, is that the way, this is how I worded it. I think that with the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the Iker, the Machlokes is that according to Tosfos, he says that a chaticha that is completely outside the rotev can only spread the iser if there's a nir, right? That the chaticha can only spread the is that the tipa falls in the chaticha, that chaticha is not sevela, and that chaticha can only spread the iser with nir. But according to Rashi, he says that once the chaticha is not sevela, even it's completely outside the rotev, it will automatically spread the iser without nir. That's the way I think the machlokas goes. So then the next part of the question is ma hoksha haran al shidas tosfos. So Tosfos says that once the chaticha is not available, the only way to spread the iser is through nir. So the Ran asks on Tosfos, he says, okay, Nochma, I understand. Even though a tifa might not be able to spread from one chaticha to another chaticha, why can't the chaticha that's nasis nevela itself transfer the iser to the rest of the kadiris without nir? Meaning, the tipa makes the chaticha nasis nevela. So yeah, I understand that small tipa can't spread the entire kadira. But once that chaticha is nasis nevela, why can't that chaticha spread to the rest of the kadira? That's very mistaber. The Ran doesn't understand the Tosfos.
So
chitcha Tosfos k'teli yashiv shitasa. So how does the Tosfos defend himself? The Tosfos gives the mechudish digapshat. So he answers with the yesod that a naser can never aser further than the iser. Now, what does that mean? The nesar, which is the chaticha in our case, can never aser further than the iser, which is the tipa. Meaning that therefore, since the tipa can only aser in the chaticha, right? The Ran was modded that the tipa can only transfer the iser within the chaticha. So the tipa can only transfer the iser within the chaticha. Then the chaticha itself can't transfer the iser past the chaticha itself. That's the yisod of the Tosfos. The way Rebbe worded it was in haneser yochel laaser el b'mokum shah iser yochel leilacham. That's the way Rebbe quoted it. That in haneser that the chaticha. In Nasa Yochel Aser, the Chaticha can't Aser, El B'mokum Sha Iser, which is the Tipa, Yochel Leilakshan, that the Tipa can't go further than the Chaticha itself. Fine. So then, the end of the question. What time is it? The end of the question is Lama Haran Chulak al Tosfos and Lama Rashi Chulak al Tosfos. So again, I had to think hard for these answers, because again, there were a lot of Shurim, but if you grab and pull from different, once you see everything come together, it's very clear. The Ran says that he's cholik on the Tosfos because he believes that basar v'chalav is an isra machmas atzma. The Ran agrees with the Ramban that we said previously. I think that's why Rebbe put that question first, because the Ran agrees with the Ramban that basar v'chalav is an isra machmas atzma, and therefore once the chaticha is nasis avela, it becomes a chefza shel isura, and therefore it has the koach to spread the isra on its own without nir. And that's why the Ran is cholik on the Tosfos, because he says, I don't get you, Tosfos. Once I think that basar v'chalav is an isra machmas atzma, so once the chaticha is nasa the veila, becomes a chesed shel iser, and that chesed shel iser should have the power, the koach, to spread the iser throughout the entire kedera. And then Rashi, why is Rashi cholik on Tosfos? Because Rashi holds like, and this is the Rebbe said this at the end of this whole sugya, that Rashi holds like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tam ke iker means that the heter is nefach lios iser. So if the chaticha, once the chaticha becomes nasis avela, it becomes a chafsa shel iser because of din tam ke iker, and therefore it has the ability to spread on its own without nir. So according to the Ran, it's because basar v'chalav is iser machmas atzma, and because of chafsa shel iser. And according to Rashi, it's all because of din tam ke iker, that once the tipa that once a tipa falls into the chaticha, right, the whole chaticha is nefel chiyos iser, and it becomes a chafshal iser. So therefore, because of din tam ke'ikr, that chaticha has the ability to spread to the entire kedera without near. So the Ran and the Rashi are cholakim tosvim for two different reasons. The Ran is because he's moda to the Ramban that Bas Bar Chalav is a machmas atma, and the Rashi is because he holds like Rebbe Tam that Tam Ke'ikr is the function of Tam Ke'ikr is that the whole of the heder is nefach lios iser. So once the whole chaticha is nefach lios iser, it becomes a chafsus shel iser and can transfer without having to do near. Fine. I think that's it for now. And we'll have to get back to the rest of the questions later.